The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Me and Danny did not give you much of a chance to do that. How'd you guys pull it off?
Man, I'll be honest with you. If we paid attention to you guys and everybody else who don't, then where would we be?
That's a good point.
No, man, we just went out there. We were resilient, you know? We came out and we fought. We fought like we didn't have any other option or choice to do it. And we did it together. That was the most special thing about it. We did it together. And we didn't quit for 4 quarters. It's like a couple of times we've seen that. We haven't quit in 4 quarters and played a complete game all around. Everybody was just fighting. We had some miscues on, you know, a little bit of everything. But at the end of the day, when that darn horn sound, we were victorious. And can't ask for nothing better than that when you're going up there to a high-style environment that they had up there on the West Coast.
Josh, you've been a part of some really, really good teams. Obviously, in Carolina, you've been to the Super Bowl and everything like it. Just in terms of regular season win, with everything you guys were facing, with more injuries than they actually could fit on the inactive list for the game, with how hamstrung that you guys were, no pun intended, is that as impressive a regular season win in that building, that way, that you can remember?
I can because it's up there. It's definitely up there, but I would say just because of the injuries and we had a short hand, that is definitely one too, for sure, because how we battled and how we stayed consistent with each other on the defensive side of the ball, and we didn't waver, we didn't give in or give up to the opponents and what they, you know, gave us. They gave us their best shot, man. I mean, they were sending guys over. I mean, they were hitting us with double moves, scrambling out of pocket, trying to ad-lib plays. I mean, it was so much stuff. The guys was on their man, and the defensive line was hunting. I mean, they just put their ears back, and they went after them. And that's what we needed to do, and we knew that going in 4 quarters. But it wasn't easy. He was tired. We played like 90 plays almost, but that's what you got to have if you want to be a championship team.
Josh Norman on Grant and Danny. He's got an incredible night coming up. Benefiting charity here in town on Monday. We're going to tell you about that in just a few moments. He and some of his teammates are going to be mingling with 150 guests and what is going to be a real cool scene over at the Watergate Hotel. Josh, I tweeted after the game, you're getting paid a lot of money this year. I think you're worth every penny and then some, because you're not only an uber talent, but your passion that you bring, the way you love football, wanting to play through broken ribs, most of the time, dude, guys get paid, and we've seen this here for years. They change. It's not the same. If you just paid me a ton of money, I'm going to tell you right now, I probably wouldn't work as hard. I'd start mailing it in a little bit. I'd just start looking at that bank account. Why don't you do that, and why are you different?
It's because who you are. It's your makeup. It's what you believe in and what your values are and the character, who you want to portray yourself as. And for me, it's always been God, La Familia, in football. Nothing else was going to be ultimately over those three things, because that was a distraction for me. And it's always been that way, even till today. So I really wanted to keep my mind fixed on that. And I really want to come here and bring a championship. And nothing else is going to be suffice for me. Nothing else is going to settle me. You know, it's not, I'm not going to be satisfied until that happens. Whatever I got to do, if I throw myself in there on third down knowing that I can't go, but if I'm going to be out there just to be a decoy knowing they're not going to throw the ball, then I got to do that. You know, I mean, I wanted to go out there and we played the freaking go back out there when we played the Chiefs when I was in there. Hey, one left. I want to go back out there and follow me. Like, continue to be on the field, because I know that these guys, I want them to give them something to look forward to. Give them that all I have, because I'm telling you, only way I'm going to be down, you carry me out on the stretcher. That's it. And I don't know what else to put there or how else to sum it up. Then, you know, you're going to get a ball-playing Jesse. And that's what we bring to the table every time, man. It's just that mindset, physicality all the way to the ground. And that's what you got to have to be part of a champion.
And that's why you played in the Super Bowl, and this defense is better since you showed up. And like, I'm not picking on Sua Cravens, who just kind of stepped away or whatever, but I've been around the game for a while, and guys, not everyone loves football. It's what some guys do. You know this from some of your teammates. Like, there's dudes who play in the NFL because they're really talented or really good, and then 6 o'clock comes, and they're done watching film, and they go home, and they don't think about football until the next morning. I get the sense that, like, football is kind of what – it's not just what you do, it's who you are.
Well, it's what I sleep in, to be honest with you. that was a good little story that I slept with a football growing up, kind of. So I threw it up in at nighttime when the lights was cut off. I kind of catched it. I had a couple black eyes when I woke up, but other than that, on a couple of nights because I missed the ball. But it was just, you know, I dream, I imagine things. I put myself in certain situations to where, you know, I did it early on in the week and coming in the game. I found myself there in that very moment, and I saw myself actually making a play. Sometimes I saw myself missing the play, but I was actually there in my dreams. So it's something that's constantly with me all the time. And like I said, even when I go to sleep and wake up, it's still there. And I don't know. I can't do anything about it. It's just a profession. It's a way that it chose me, and I didn't choose it. But I'm very fortunate to be in it, and I'm good at it. I'm blessed and highly favored in it. And so I'm trying to be the best. Let's step on the field each and every Sunday that I do, and I give it my all, 110%. And nothing more than that is I feel like it's going to, you know, benefit me in any kind of way. I just want to win, man, and be successful and have guys to come along with that. You know, that's the biggest thing for me.
Josh Norman with us here on Grant and Danny. Got to ask him about his terrific charity event here coming up very soon. Josh, my last question about the game. I was going to ask you about how difficult it is to, you know, sort of get communication down with all the new players and pieces, but I can't get past this one thing. I imagine, like, let's say you got to go coach some kids, right, at some clinic, and you're going to put the tape on of you dragging Thomas Rawls down on a 3rd and 1, just holding on for dear life.
Arm bar.
This guy's trying to stiff arm me, and all I did was try to pull his shoulder out of the socket. Go through that play. A, how the hell did that happen? B, oh my God, and C, that maybe my favorite play that you've made since you've been a Washington Redskin.
Oh, really? Wow, okay. I'll say this. It was a play that happened early in the game where I think once Kyler, he tried to grab my face mask and twerk it to the ground, and I was just like, I wasn't having it.
I think that was Jimmy Graham, Josh, on the horse collar. He grabbed you by the face mask.
I know who it was. I just said, hey, trying to keep my nerves down. You know, I don't want to keep, like, thinking about that because I kind of go off. But it was just, you know, I kind of get a little emotional and heated when things like that happen. So I kind of took it upon myself the next time that did happen, I was going to miss my pace. So I saw it again. When 34, he hit to the outside. He just put his arm out there, and it looked like some chum meat. So, you know, I just went out there, and I grabbed it, and I wanted to take it off his socket. You know, I really wanted to take his arm off his shoulder, but I couldn't because of how the ankle was. So I just took it down with me, and I looked and made sure he didn't get to the first down, and I got up, and I was excited, man. I really was because I knew that was a big play for them to stop that drive and get the ball back to our offense so they could run down that clock. Because that was they was driving, and it was like 6 minutes something to go, so I was excited.
It didn't look like you had any chance with the angle because he got kind of stretched out to the sideline. Great play by McClain with penetration, and Swearinger, your former high school mate. And then you had to make kind of the one-arm tackle by the arm. Hey, by the way, there were a couple – go ahead, sorry.
No, it was definitely my teammates, man. I think McClain, he did a great job in penetrating the line. And then, you know, DJ, he came up and he shot at him and got him a little – you know, he got a little deep in the backfield and hit the side, and I just saw it and tried to put on my speed bursts and go and catch up to him and saw that arm and went to go and do a UFC move to try to take his arm out, but it just didn't happen. But I got him down, and D-Hall came in the back and made sure we secured that time.
George St. Pierre Norman with us on Grant and Danny after the arm bar. Hey, tell us about A Night with the Stars. Stars 24, the charity that you've got here in town, has been really successful already in a year plus. It sounds like a cool thing at Watergate Hotel. You're going to have 150 people plus a bunch of Redskins guests on Monday night. What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a huge event. We're definitely going to be out, and we're going to be in the city, and we're raising money for absolutely awesome cause. And that's to my nonprofit organization, Stars 24, and helping kids, you know, better their lives and their futures and their dreams and what they want to do when they get older. Because through outlets of play is where we are, you know, deriving everything that we get and what we do towards them. They need that. I know growing up for me, if sports wasn't in my life and sports wasn't around, I would be a fail. I really would. I'd be a failure. I would still probably be in the same place where I grew up at, probably going through the mill or working a 9-to-5 somewhere and just struggling. But sports was an outlet for me. I was blessed to do it, and I had a mindset to stay on track. And that's what we're developing within the kids in Stars 24. Stay on track, focus on your grades, and whatever it is you want to do, continue to have that focus. And be determined. Do not fail, because people are going to have it in your way. It's going to rob you from your ultimate goals, but you got to stay mindset be intact to be what you want to be, and you can do it. And that's why we're having that night, and we're going to talk about it in that night. You're going to see a couple players from the team. It's just going to be an awesome time, man. And we're going to have some people that's coming also from the academy, from one of the schools, a couple guests, kids coming. And it's going to be a nice time. And we're going to share our testimonies, and I think everybody see what we're really doing and try to give back and help as many kids as possible can.
That's cool. Josh, before we let you go, you've been one of the leaders in the NFL. When they sent a handful of players to the league office to meet with some owners and personnel, you were there in regard to the disconnect between the people at the top of the organizations and you guys on the movement that you're trying to make. I'm curious, you guys have done a good thing in the organization, I think, to change the message. No one's taking a knee. Everyone's standing and being respectful of the flag so that the conversation can focus on the right thing. But is progress being made, do you think, with the owners? Where are we at on that?
You know, that's I think, the conversation for the group that we have within the NFLPA and you know, the league and the owners. I feel like we'll get somewhere when time comes up. But right now, we're in a place, a good place, so we're going to continue to do that until I feel further need of, you know, the plans and what we're going to do and the resolutions that we're going to have, or however the case may be, will be presented in the near future.
Josh, thanks for hopping on with us, man. Good luck with your charity event. Congrats on the huge win this weekend. Love the work that you're doing here with the Stars Foundation.
Yeah, we picked you guys to beat Seattle by 20, by the way. We had you the entire time.
You should listen to us.
You know what? You're so funny. Hey, man, you know what? You're like this weather out here. The seasons are changing.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. That was amazing, man, for real. Appreciate the effort. Enjoy the
water,
go
bud.
Yeah, man, we got to go get them this week. That's what counts, this week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Enjoy Monday night. That's going to be a cool thing. Good charity event, and it's awesome to have him on the show. He's been on the show a few times.
Always incredible.
I love it every single time.
I just want him to talk about how much he likes football.
Yeah.
I want to swim in that. I want to hold my breath and go underneath it and let it just warmly embrace me.
I said this the other day. He makes $20 million against the cap. He's worth every
cent.
Penny.
Every cent.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.